Congratulations.
Okay.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Planning Commission, November 9, 2021. I guess I don't need to editorialize. So let's just go ahead and get started. Before we get into the agenda, we start with a Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner Van Langeveld is going to lead us in that. Commissioner? Thanks, Commissioner. We have one primary item on the agenda today. Before we go to that item, I want to provide a basic opportunity for general public comments. Seeing nobody coming forward, we'll move on to item three, which is a consideration of a conditional use permit for Fisher Company, 980 North Main Street. Is the applicant here or representative?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, great. All right, Mackenzie, take it away.
All righty. So the Fisher Company has been operating in our city for over 30 years at 980 North Main Street. The applicant of this conditional use permit is also the building owner and the business owner. So back in 1988, he came before the Planning Commission and got a conditional use permit to do light manufacturing that included manufacturing electronic items, storage tanks, emission control devices, and other products. During that Planning Commission meeting, the applicant specifically said there would be no sandblasting at this location. Well, as the years have gone on, their business has changed, and this fall, the city was notified that they were sandblasting at this location outdoors. So we asked them to stop sandblasting and stop conducting that business until we can get them back before the Planning Commission with a conditional use permit that would update what they're actually doing at this location. And if we needed to do anything to mitigate the sandblasting, we could then go through that and just bring everything back up, because in the 80s, it was a completely different business. So, the new conditional use permit application changes the business completely. Now the business focuses on Teflon type coatings on metal substrates used for semiconductor, pharmaceutical, and chemical plants. They are still going to be sandblasting, but they have this new technology, and I sent around the pictures for you guys. The new equipment allows them to sandblast indoors safely. Their operators don't even need to wear masks or respirators. I can let him explain more, but essentially my understanding is that as it's blasting, it's also vacuuming the particulate, and so it goes back into the system, and they're able to reuse it instead of just going out in the air and becoming fugitive dust. So the city staff has classified this business now as commercial and industrial machinery and equipment, except automotive and electric, which is a conditional use still in the manufacturing distribution zone that they're located in, which is why they're here today. And then here's a picture of their property. They are cleaning up the fugitive dust that's left over from their outdoor sandblasting, along with cleaning up their neighbor's property that was affected by the dust. And then they are also going to need to do some slight building modifications indoors to make it so that they can efficiently run that new machinery. So the Development Review Committee is recommending approval of the conditional use permit for Fisher Company located at 980 North Main Street, with the conditions that all sand or vacuum blasting will occur entirely within the structure and will utilize proper filtration devices. And two, the applicant will obtain any permits or inspections for the installation of equipment. So that will include when it comes time to get a building permit and anything else that the fire marshal might require, that type of thing. So there you go.
Okay, thanks. Initial questions from Mackenzie before we turn to the applicant. I think it would be great to hear if the applicant has anything you want to add, and then just be available for any questions that we might have. And just state your name as well.
Thank you, Mackenzie. Yeah. So our business has evolved over some 33 years here in the city. Originally, we were building composite fiberglass tanks and air pollution equipment. We had resins, solvents, yellow label, red label. We installed a sprinkling system per the requirements of the fire marshal. All of that's gone. We have no more solvents other than Windex and DI water and isopropyl alcohol. The resins have gone. We're no longer building anything out of fiberglass, so I mentioned that to the fire marshal, and he was rather pleased that we don't do that anymore. So that's an improvement. Where our business has evolved to, we apply Teflon-like, including some Teflon-specific materials, coatings on various kinds of metal structures, some tanks, equipment that's used by our principal customer. It occupies about 70% of our business. It's called Applied Materials. And they're the world's largest manufacturer of equipment and make semiconductor chips that TSMC, AMD, Motorola, other people would buy. So we're pretty jammed up and behind schedule. We shut down as required. We've searched for other alternatives. We're using a couple of locations in Salt Lake City where we can get some of this work done where it's permitted. And you have some images there that we've created or printed for you. This technology is called vacuum blasting, and you can see our operator is holding on to a nozzle, a grip blasting nozzle. We don't use sand, by the way, although generically you can call it sandblasting. Anyway, the blast nozzle is surrounded by a giant vacuum and has three times the CFM or cubic feet per minute. A vacuum sucking in as the grip blaster does, blowing stuff out. So there is no plume of dust. There's no cloud of dust. Furthermore, it's an advantage to us because the grid is recycled. Some of it can be recycled 100 to 200 times. So that saves us. The fines are essentially put into a plastic garbage bag and they're disposed of properly. The thing that's kept us from doing this over the years, one, we weren't aware of the technology. Two, we didn't recognize that it was such a pain in the backside to our neighbor at Accurate Carbide, and we've talked to them, and we're in the process of organizing folks to clean up the sand that's on their side of our fence and also around our property. It's still when the wind would blow from the south, when it's hot and dry, that dust is a problem, so that'll be gone as well. We've applied with Cook Construction Company to build a room inside the building at 980 where we can install this equipment. We have a very large electric compressor on order. Right now we're using a diesel-powered and a gas-powered, and they remain outside. But it's in the works to switch over to this electric. So that's about 99% of what we do at our company. The list of customers we have reads like who's who. Top 50 manufacturing semiconductor electronics, pharmaceutical. Pfizer is one of our customers in Massachusetts. We're a little company, mom and pop, as you can see. And anything else we can do, entertain any questions, we'd be happy to answer any of your questions you may have.
Thanks, Mr. Fisher. And we're grateful for your presence in the city. Can you tell us what is the sand material made out of? Just curious.
Some of it's copper slag, some of it's quartz, silica sand, no. Some of it's steel shot, and some of it's stainless steel, and we can use various kinds of products depending on the profile or the roughness that we need to get.
So it can be disposed of in the community without concern?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a nuisance if it's blowing through the air towards your neighbor's property.
Any sound issues, noise?
I was standing about 15 feet away from it, from the grip blaster, and I recorded on my iPhone. We have an app because I get annoyed when I fly. The flight attendants are so noisy. They can hit the scale up to 88 and 92, and about 10 feet away from this blaster, I hit 102. So it does require ear protection if you're close by.
Okay. Other questions? Entertain a motion or questions, anything that we want to talk through?
I just wanted to note that I just gave a thumbs up to Council Member-elect Van Langeveld, that was for the pavilion lights. David's working on it. It didn't have anything to do with this applicant.
I would be happy to make a motion. Sherry, would you move the image forward to suggested motion? Is that on the materials that you have? No? Okay. Thank you. I move that the Planning Commission approve the conditional use permit for Fisher Company located at 980 North Main Street with the following conditions. One, all sand or vacuum blasting will occur entirely within the structure and will utilize proper filtration devices. And two, the application will obtain any permits or inspections for the installation of equipment.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Commissioner Jorgensen, second.
Thanks, Commissioner. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Best of luck, Mr. Fisher and Mrs. Fisher.
I can give you a name of a back surgeon I wouldn't recommend.
Our next item, do we have anything we need to touch base on, report on City Council actions on items recommended by Planning Commission?
So there was no City Council meeting on November 2nd because it was Election Day, but there will be next week. The annexation policy plan will be on the Council's agenda, and they're having a public hearing on that. So Just for your information, there's a couple other things that are of interest on that agenda. We are doing our moderate income housing report, our annual report presentation, and some other grant applications that are interesting if you want to join ever there. It'll be a good meeting this time.
And then I just want to add to you guys for the foreseeable schedule we have coming. I don't think we are going to have a second November meeting, but we will definitely have a meeting on the 14th of December. So just so you can plan ahead, that's kind of what we're looking at right now.
Does it make sense to have whatever public events are needed for the form-based code before year end? Can we make that happen? Or
I don't think we can make that happen just because of the holidays and everything with the level of workload that we have on a bunch of other projects that don't have anything to do with our department. But on the 13th of December, we have our 75th anniversary city party that we're going to have a tree lighting, and we're involved with that because of the history committee. And anyway,
can we get it calendared sometime
Yes.
in January?
Yes, absolutely. I think we should sit down and come up with a calendar for you, and we can review that in December for our work plan for the coming year.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission on item 4? Okay, let's go to the draft minutes from October 26. Are there any changes to the draft minutes? And if there are not, I would entertain a motion.
This is Commissioner Van Langeveld. I move that the Planning Commission approve meeting minutes from October 26th, 2021.
Is there a second?
I second it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. All right, we are adjourned, non-debatable.